This summer, the world's best tennis players are coming back to Cincinnati. The Cincinnati Open returns August 8th through the 23rd. Bigger than ever, with new fan spaces, incredible food, drinks, and entertainment all in one place. Voted Tournament of the Year by the players themselves. Community Weekend starts August 8th. Finals weekend, August 22nd and 23rd. Get your tickets now at CincinnatiOpen.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
We're talking about public toilets. Why? Because the weather is so good and people are at the beach. And why wouldn't they be out and enjoying themselves? But do we have a sufficient number of public toilets to meet our needs? Mara Crowe, who is the founder of the No Wait Card campaign, is with me here on Lunchtime Live today because, Mara, tomorrow marks the country's first No Wait Card Awareness Day. You might explain what that is, first of all.
Yeah, hi, Andrea. It's Maria.
Apologies.
Yeah. No, better at all. So for the first time ever in Ireland, we're having a No Wait card awareness day tomorrow. And it's just kind of to raise awareness for public and shops and businesses about No Wait cards and what they mean to the people that are presenting them and explaining their medical condition. And as you said, like, there are no public toilets nearly anywhere now. And since COVID, like, a lot of the retailers, in fact, the majority of them, have closed their customer toilets. So we're kind of left now in the situation where we either, people with bowel and bladder conditions, either stay at home and we don't go anywhere, or else we have to kind of look up garages, look up shops, and kind of toilet map is what I call it. So we can actually go anywhere. And even when we present to shops and businesses and everything, you know, it's a kind of 50-50. We can be refused toilet access. And that kind of leads on, I've said it before, to, you know, to have an accident. It knocks our confidence. We're afraid to go anywhere. And as you said, there's no public toilets and there's no customer toilets now either. So we're kind of isolated at home.
I know that there's a sort of a seasonal impact to this issue for a lot of people. But Maria, for you and for many others that you're talking about as part of the No Wait Card campaign, I mean, whether the sun's out and it's a good day or it's just, you know, in the depths of autumn, this is an issue that you and others face regularly.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it doesn't matter if that's sunshine or winter or anything. Like, if there's a public event on, like, you know, the St. Patrick's Day parade, anything like that, we probably can't go because there's no toilets anywhere kind of around that we can use. That's what I said. Like, even, you know, if somebody asks you out for coffee or, you know, up to Dublin for the day or anything, most of the time we can't go because, like, there's no toilets on public transport. When we get there, we don't know who has a toilet and who has not. And then a lot of them are locked and you have to go off and find a key. And as I said, like, for people with bowel and bladder conditions, we can't really wait for you to find a key or, you know, look for a manager or, you know, explain. Like, we don't want to be either explaining to strangers.
But you also don't want to be standing, you know, at the far side of a shop or in a garage or over the counter in a pub explaining to someone, well, actually, you know, I have this condition and blah, blah, blah. You know, nobody wants to be doing that.
I know, Andrea, but that's exactly what we're doing. That's why, like, there's thousands upon thousands. Since I started the campaign, you know, I thought initially, you know what I mean, there was a few. But since I started the campaign, like, the thousands of stories of people, like, being isolated at home, people telling me, like, you know, they're carrying potties in their cars, you know, trying to pull in somewhere. And, like, for myself, as I said, like, having sometimes just to, like, pee in a car park behind the door of your car. Like, that's what we've been reduced down to now. Like, since COVID, it's been absolutely awful for anyone with a bowel or bladder condition.
Why did it disimprove since COVID?
A lot of the retailers just have not opened their customer toilets. I've asked why, and we've got, like, insurance, and it costs too much money to run it and all that kind of thing. But they just, I presume it does cost money, but I they had customer toilets before, so I don't know. Like, the majority of them are all closed now. So, like, there's no toilets really anywhere.
That's the kind of the public toilets that are provided. And then you're probably at the pearl of who's behind the counter of the pub or the shop or the restaurant or wherever you're going to ask, can I actually go in and use the toilet? You do see some businesses. I mean, I know not a stone's throw from us here in Dublin. You have Stephen's Green Shopping Centre. Now, you do pay a short, you know, a very small nominal fee to use the facilities. But I imagine that people would be willing to do that if there were decent facilities available.
Oh, yeah. And that's why I was at a meeting up in Dublin the other day and I did use the Stephen's Green. And that's why I said, like, you wouldn't mind, like, you know, pain or whatever. But I was, you know, walking down toward O'Connell Street and like I was on my whole way down. I couldn't see anywhere really where I had to go, you know, go into a toilet. And in the end, like I did go into someone, like I have the Crohn's No Waste card. I did explain it and I did show him the campaign on my phone and he did eventually let me use it. But like, we don't really have the time and as I said, like, it's a real knock of confidence. Like, if he had said no to me, you know what I mean? I would have been in big trouble then, in the city centre.
One of the main streets of our capital city. Listener tells me, Maria, in Cork City, there's one public toilet attached to the library. It's open for limited hours. The public often use the toilets in Dunn's. Otherwise, you'd be rightly stuck, says this listener. We want to know about the situation with public toilets. I mean, how good or bad are they in your own county? It's 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number. Stay with me, Maria, for a moment. I've Gordon on the line. Gordon, you're a small business owner.
I am, yeah. And obviously, look, I try to get out and about when the sun is shining. And the one thing I've noticed as well is, like, there's no public toilets in Dublin. I don't think that the onus should be on small businesses to maintain and to look after public, like, you know, toilets for the public. Obviously, if someone's coming in and buying something in the shop, yeah, I don't mind letting them use it. But the majority of the time, people are just coming in to use it because there's nowhere else to go. And, you know, we're supposed to be living in one of the richest countries in the world. Yet there's no public toilets. There's one public toilet in Dublin city centre. You know, and there's been times when there was one time I was walking from Stephen's Green back to the car that was parked down at Merrion Square. And it was a Saturday and there was nowhere. I forgot to go with Stephen's Green. And by the time I got to Merrion Square, there's nowhere. There's no businesses open. We shouldn't have to go into cafes or pubs to go to the toilet. You know, we're Dublin city. There should be public toilets that the city are running. And again, if we do have to pay a small fee, of course, if they're going to be clean and maintained, I'm sure people would be willing to pay 50 cents, you know, but there's none there, you know. And again, there's been times I've been caught out and I've had to go up a lane. And I don't want to be doing that. Do you know what I mean? I'm a 44-year-old man. You know, we shouldn't be forced to go to the toilet in parks, you know, on streets.
In public spaces. Would many people come in, Gordon, and I'm not sure what kind of business you're operating, but would many come in and ask, can I use your toilet?
All the time. I'd say 20 or 30 times a day.
Do you let them?
Yeah, of course. But again, there's times that we've had to go in and clean up messes for people who weren't, you know, who weren't a paying customer. And again, if, you know, I don't see why the responsibility is on small businesses when we are a population of 1.7 million people. We've millions of tourists coming to this country every year and there's no public toilets. Like, I was in Poland a couple of years ago and there was public toilets all over the city and they were all maintained by cleaners and I think I had to pay a euro to go in. But I didn't care paying a euro because they were clean. You know, there was toilet paper, they were well maintained, they didn't smell. And I think, you know, it's 2026. Why do we not have that facility in Dublin?
Is there too much of an onus, Maria, on private businesses like Gordon, like many others getting in touch, and I'll read those messages now, to provide what should be a public facility?
There probably is, Andrea. That's what I said, as Gordon said there, like, there are no public toilets. And that's what I said, like, we've been campaigning the local authorities, like, as I live in Kildare, local authorities and everything. But that's like a long, long term project. You know what I mean? There's no public toilets going to be built anywhere, like, in the foreseeable future. You know what I mean? It's not in their remit. It's not in their schedule. And like, we were mainly kind of targeting, you know, the bigger retailers, at least, you know, two or three people work there. It's a bigger retailer. And just as Gordon was saying there, like, I know people wouldn't mind buying the bottle of water or whatever to use the toilets, but you have to join the queue then. Do you know what I mean? And there could be five or six people ahead of you. And by the time you buy the bottle of water and go to the till, you know, a lot of people have had accidents by then.
Well, that's, as you say,
that's
but
the only unfortunate thing
with
about
a condition,
it. Yeah.
You know, compared to maybe somebody that just wants to use the toilet. Barry Ward is with us as well, Maria. Barry Ward is a Fine Gael TD for the Dunleary in the Dublin area. Why don't we have more public facilities, Barry?
Well, I think that it's down to local authorities to provide them, and the provision isn't there. And Maria has identified the fact that over time they have actually decreased. Now, I agree with Gordon, it shouldn't be left up to businesses, although I do think businesses should make provision for their clients, as he does when they are clients. But you cannot leave it up to businesses, whether they're cafes or pubs or shops, to be providing this facility for people. It is a function, I think, of local authorities. But it's, and I agree that people don't mind paying a small sum when they're getting something that's supervised and clean and provisioned and all the rest. But there are not enough €1 or €2 coins that are actually going to cover the cost of the service either. But I don't think that's a good enough reason not to provide it. So, for example, in Dunleary, particularly on sunny days like today, you'll have far more people in Dunleary than you would on a wet day. And so over the summer, we'll have lots of people coming to Dunleary, and that's wonderful. But there needs to be the provision of public services for them, whether that's in Dunleary Harbour, at the 40 foot, anywhere along the coast there. And there are a few, but there aren't enough.
But why
and even
not?
At the end of these...
Why not allow the... Well, sorry to cut across for a moment, but why not have the likes of your Dunleary, the county councils across, the four of them across Dublin, why not for the months? I mean, the weather has been so particularly good this year, from the period of May to September, hire in for those few months, the likes of your Portaloos, your kind of your, what you see at festivals across the country, and have people pay their maybe €1 a go.
Yeah, although I don't particularly want to see a proliferation of Portaloos and Dunleary just because the weather is
sunny.
But it's
better than people peeing in the streets, surely.
Yeah, it is. It is. But you see, the thing is, there is the possibility of a permanent facility. So if you go to the end of the East Pier, for example, there are historic toilets there that have been there since I've been around. Like, so they go back up to the 80s and 70s. But they're closed and have been closed for certainly 20 years, as long as I've been in politics. The reason they aren't connected is back in the day, the waste flowed straight into the sea, and obviously that's not allowed to happen anymore. They're not plugged into the main sewage system, and it's taking time for the council to connect them, and there isn't even a plan for that yet. So you have the infrastructure there up to a point, but then it's not workable at the moment. That needs to change. In Sandy Cove, there was a single toilet there at the end of Newtown Smith, just on Sandy Cove Avenue. Again, it was a pay toilet. It was a modern thing with a circular unit. It was unobtrusive, and people could use it. We need that kind of thing much more common throughout the county. And of course, people have mentioned the fact that you can use toilets in libraries in County Hall in Dunleary, for example. Anybody can go in and use the toilets there, but there needs to be visibly available public toilets on the streets. And the campaign that Maria is involved in reinforces that. The fact that her members and the people carrying the No Way card feel they have to go into shops and ask, they shouldn't have to do that. And it's up to local authorities to bridge that gap.
But why aren't they getting more funding to do it?
Well, it's all about prioritisation of funding. So I would support the idea that there would be more funding to do it. But every local authority has a budget, and they have to make decisions about how they spend their money. So I would say they need to make the decision themselves that they're going to spend money on the provision of services. There is a cost involved, and we have to recognise the fact that it's never going to wash its face, if you'll excuse the pun. €1 or €2 at a time doesn't pay for somebody to be on site or for the regular cleaning of those toilets. But it is something that improves the lives of everybody in the area, the residents, the visitors. It makes it easier for people to visit the area. They spend money in the local businesses. That improves the local economy. They're the ratepayers that fund the council as well. So it is something where local authorities have to make that conscious choice to provide it. And that decision, although the budget is set by the councillors, the reality is that the vast majority of power in local government rests with the officials and the executive of the council, who are the directors of services or the
I can imagine, though, Barry, for Gordon, who's still with us here on the programme today, like, in the meantime, while the councillors and executive are deciding how they're going to best spend the resources they have, Gordon is effectively providing a sort of a public facility, Gordon.
Yeah, and like, look, if they can spend €700,000 on a couple of steps, they can spend €700,000 installing a permanent toilet. Like, there's toilets in Stephen's Green that have been closed for, I don't know, 30 years or something. The building is already there. The infrastructure is already there. Yet they spent millions building one across the road. Like, again, I don't understand how we live in a modern society in 2026, where we're supposed to be one of the richest countries in the world, and we don't have something as basic as public toilet facilities.
Listener tells me they were in the People's Park yesterday. There was about 6 or 7 public toilets available. They were all filthy, dirty, not maintained. So myself and my daughter had to go to the toilet in the cafe in the park instead. What about you, Patrick? What's your experience of public toilets across the country?
Yeah, well, as you were just saying, there's people there using these public toilets and they don't have respect for others going in there afterwards. And Gordon even touched on it there earlier. So I think everyone has said there this morning that we do need to put a charge on it. So the people that are conducting themselves in this way and disrespecting others, that would eliminate some of that. Now, as Barry said, and he's pointing out there about there being a vital thing and encouraging tourism and telling us all the good things about it, this is definitely a plus as to why the council should be funding. Because as Barry said, this €1 won't cover cost. And what the cost even to with a lot of the toilets, and I use public transport, and I see some of the bus stations that heavy security around the toilets. So there's an awful lot of cost to this. So what we definitely need to do is for the people that spoke even earlier and the people with the medical conditions, we have to show respect for them. So again, retailers closing their toilets and not having toilets, this is not respect for those people either. So respect needs to come into this big time, and we need to have respect for people. The people that are using them need to have respect, and we definitely need to look after this, but these should be a must. Okay. And funding should be made available for this.
Listener here tells me you have 12,000 taxi drivers in Dublin, there's no toilet facilities for them to use, and this listener also goes on to tell us that apparently most petrol stations pretend that their toilets are out of order. Maria, there's a question for you from a listener wondering, does an underactive bladder come under the No Wait Card campaign?
Yes, any bladder or bowel condition, it comes under. Yeah. Can I just say about the day tomorrow, Andrea?
You can, please do. Yeah, tell us about it.
Yeah. So for the first time in Ireland, 5 organisations are coming together. So it's My Campaign, the Irish Cancer Society, Crohn's and Colitis, Spinal Injuries, and the Continence Foundation of Ireland. And that's basically this conversation is exactly why we need the Awareness Day tomorrow, because I don't think people in public and in businesses realise there's thousands of potential customers. I've been in shops, I've been trying to buy things and I've wanted to use a toilet and I've been told no. You know what I mean? So there's thousands of us going around and that's basically looking for a toilet or absolutely not going anywhere. So tomorrow, what we're asking people to do is to post their own stories about planning trips, about refusals, about having to stay at home under the hashtag No Wait Card Ireland.
And No Wait Card Ireland.
The Cancer Society, Crohn's, Spinal, we're all going to share
people talking about insulin injections as well, diabetes too, where are they supposed to do that? And do you know what, when they're sharing those stories, Maria, with yourselves with the hashtag, they might even send them on to ourselves if they like too, if they want to share their experiences with us. The email is lunchtime live at newstalk.com. Barry, will you just clarify one thing? Do businesses have to allow legally people use their toilets?
No. They don't. Now, if you're in the food service business, there are certain obligations. If you're serving food and drink, for example, usually you have to provide access to facilities. So you take the example of Blackrock Market. For a long time, the Leah restaurant there, which was a Michelin star restaurant, didn't have a toilet, but there was one attached to the market that people could use. But generally speaking, if you're a shop, a retailer, anything like that, I don't think there is an obligation. But as I say, and I do agree with Gordon and what the others have said, it shouldn't be up to local businesses to provide that service. The local authorities need to step into it. But the point that I was trying to make earlier was that to a large extent, that decision needs to be made by the officials in the council, because the councillors can't do it on their own. They don't have the power to do it. Even though they set the budget, the officials need to prioritise this. And it's something we're working on in Dunleary, for example, and I hope that we will see change in the coming years. And it's not just Maria's, the people with the involved in Maria's campaign. Everybody needs to use toilets. So it's a provision for everyone, and everybody could urgently need to use a toilet. You don't have to have a condition, although obviously they're more vulnerable. This is a provision that benefits everyone, every business, every tourist, every visitor. So it should be a priority.
Barry Ward, we leave it there for the moment. Also, my thanks to Patrick Gordon and Maria Crow, who's the founder of the No Wait Card campaign. As I said, if you want to share your own stories, the email is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.